bound for South Australia, 25th of September to the 1st of October, 1836. Colonel Light and his team of surveyors had a frustrating week trying to find a harbour that was mentioned in the journal of Captain Jones, who had visited the coast of South Australia 2 years earlier. Dr. Woodford recorded in his diary, "Colonel Light is of the opinion that we have passed all the rivers on this side of the Gulf, and that the one he went to yesterday is the one described by Captain Jones. The distance we kept from the shore while running along it renders this highly probable. Colonel Light intends to retrace his steps, and while the brig keeps at a safe distance, the surveying boat is to run close in so that nothing in the shape of a river can thus escape us." On Kangaroo Island, Samuel Stevens, the colonial manager, took the opportunity to send a letter to George Fife Angus, founder of the South Australian Company, with the ship the John Pirie, which was returning to Britain after bringing colonists to South Australia. Stevens reported a positive outlook for agriculture and whaling in South Australia. "In 4 or 5 days I shall go over to Cape Jervis with the view of discharging the Emma on her arrival at Yankalilla, and there forming forthwith an agricultural establishment, for which purpose I think of employing that vessel to fetch up stock. Our two whalers intend to return here next May and take the black whale season, in which they can hardly help doing well." Still at sea, the Buffalo, with Governor Hindmarsh in charge, had limited water supplies and was making its way towards Rio on the South American coast. The captain was reluctant to make the stop because of the time and money it took, but it was necessary to do so. Young Bingham Hutchinson recorded in his diary that they passed the time on board with quadrilles and country dances on deck.